This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Francis Davis has a review of a new album by the Modern Jazz Quartet. The group's been together for 35 years, minus the 7-year sabbatical they took in the 1970s. Francis says their latest recording reestablishes them as one of the foremost jazz chamber groups.
You might recognize what you're hearing as a new version of Django, John Lewis's best-known composition for the Modern Jazz Quartet. It's from Three Windows, a new release marking the MJQ's return to Atlantic Records and their reunion with Neshua Erdogan, who produced most of the 24 albums that the MJQ recorded for Atlantic between 1956 and 1974. For the occasion, John Lewis, the MJQ's pianist and music director, has opened up several of his compositions to accommodate the 17-piece New York Chamber Symphony. The older compositions to which Lewis has added strings are the venerable Django, which the MJQ first recorded in 1954, and the album's title track, which the MJQ debuted as part of Lewis's score to Roger Vadim's 1957 film, No Sun in Venice. The album also includes Kansas City Breaks and A Day in Dubrovnik, two more recent Lewis compositions which he has recorded previously, although not with the MJQ. Encounter in Cagnes is the album's only new piece, but it too sounds familiar because it borrows its catchy theme from 2 Degrees East, 3 Degrees West, a Lewis blues from the 1950s. Now granted, a composer has the right to tinker with his works, no matter the consternation of his critics. But John Lewis's greatest gift as a composer has always been his sense of proportion. It seems to me that, in enlarging the works on Three Windows, Lewis has sacrificed some of the intimacy that made these works so appealing to begin with. The one significant exception is A Day in Dubrovnik, a three-part work that qualifies as one of Lewis's most successful efforts in writing for strings. This is the first movement. From the album Three Windows, the song-like first movement of A Day in Dubrovnik, performed by the Modern Jazz Quartet, vibist Milt Jackson, bassist Percy Heath, drummer Connie Kay, and pianist and composer John Lewis. They're playing with the New York Chamber Symphony. I wish we had time for the rest of A Day in Dubrovnik, in particular the lengthy second movement with its magisterial string passages and its conflicting moods of romantic longing and foreboding. A Day in Dubrovnik outshines everything else on Three Windows, but that doesn't mean I can't recommend the album in its entirety. It's just that I tend to judge the modern jazz quartet by Olympian standards, not by the lesser standards I might apply to another group. The MJQ is frequently credited with bringing a formal elegance to jazz, and I confess I'm never quite sure what people mean by that. Since image is everything to some people, they could be talking about the tuxedos the group often wears on stage. It would be more to the point to say this. In his writing for the MJQ, John Lewis reconciles a composer's desire for predetermination with the improviser's need for free will, a miracle only a handful of jazz composers have pulled off with any consistency. Moreover, Lewis assigns ensemble passages and solo choruses equal weight. This restores a necessary balance lacking in most modern jazz, where the solos are generally all that counts. In that sense, the most remarkable aspect of this version of A Day in Dubrovnik is the illusion it gives of having been conceived as a discourse between the modern jazz quartet and the New York Chamber Symphony. A Day in Dubrovnik is a masterpiece by any standard, even by the high standard I apply to the MJQ.
Our jazz critic Francis Davis is the author of In the Moment, Jazz in the 1980s. He also writes for The Atlantic and the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed Three Windows, a new album by the Modern Jazz Quartet with the New York Chamber Symphony.